Well, it is such a delight to have you here this morning at KCC. And I don't know if you picked up on it yet or not, but I think you're about to. The theme for this morning is surprise. Now, I don't know what comes to your mind when you hear the word surprise. I think for a lot of people, the thing that comes to their mind is surprise party. So many of you don't recognize that we can actually have fun in church, but Jesus said that he came to give us life and give it to the full. So as a result of that, we should have more fun nowhere else than in this place. And so we're gonna have fun here. Are you ready to have some fun for just a moment? Can we do it? Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. How many of you have either thrown a surprise party or been part of a surprise party? Okay, maybe you threw it or maybe someone threw one for you. Awesome. So here's what I want you. You know how this works, right? I want you to pretend as if you are all of our guests at a surprise party. We're in someone's apartment. I know it's a really, really big apartment. I get it. But I'm just wondering, is today anybody's birthday? Here we go. April 21st, 2019. Is today anybody's birthday? Okay, I see one there. Awesome. Anybody else? Okay, awesome. So what's your name? Tommy? Toby. Awesome. It's great to meet you. Let's just all say happy birthday to Toby. Woohoo! Okay, awesome. Okay, now, I want us to pretend, because we got to just go with this, that Toby has a twin sister and that it's her birthday. Now, tech group, can you help me here? Because we're going to have some fun. Can you help me with this? All right, I got the thumbs up. So let me tell you what we're going to do. Just like what would happen at a surprise party, we're going to dim the lights. So those of you who are watching online, don't freak out. Nothing's wrong with your phone. Nothing's wrong with your television. We're going to dim the lights and get it really, really dark in here. Now, what's going to happen is that I'm going to count. Now, guys, by the way, this is not your opportunity to make out with the person next to you, okay? It's not what this is for. Okay, now, I'm going to count to three, and on the count of three, I want you to yell surprise. No, no. There's somebody in the room. There always is that you go one, two, and then they yell surprise. No, no, no. It's one, two, three, and then surprise, okay? You got it? Now, if you got it, nod your head. Wait, I can't see you anyways. Never mind. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're gonna wait for a special signal, and as soon as we get that, oh, what? There it is. Okay, here we go. Hey, Dermot's sister is coming. Hey, we're almost there, and she doesn't have any clue. She thinks we're going to church. Awesome. Oh, great. She's freaking out on me because we're showing up so late. We missed all the awesome worship music. Yeah, how come everyone is so concerned about the worship music? I bet you the person who put this together was the worship pastor. That's what tends to happen, right? They put this kind of stuff together, and then the person who's speaking, oh, wait, and don't be dogging on the worship pastor. How'd you know my thoughts? What's going on there? God hears your thoughts. Yeah, he does, and somehow you do as well. I have no idea. Oh, no, she's upset. I keep stopping to text you on her birthday. Yeah, how come this person is like my wife and I? Okay, here we come. So here's the deal. They're going to be here any minute. And I want us just to pretend. Ah. So, driven into the driveway. Got out of their car. Walking through the parking lot. Get to the doors. Oh wait, the doors are locked. Okay, get the keys out. Open. The wonderful door. So get ready. We're almost there. Remember what your cue is. Ready? One, two, three. Surprise! Woo! Way to go. Congratulations. And now, here we are. Woo! Welcome to the biggest surprise party you've ever been to. Okay? And yeah. Here we go. So, and some of you are literally getting dumped on right now, okay? Now, it's gonna take it another 90 seconds or so for this stuff to fall. So, would you do me a favor? When you walked in this morning, one of the things you were handed is not only the family news, you were handed one of these, kind of a name tag. Would you do me a favor and just get it out? And if for some reason you didn't receive one, no problem at all, would you mind just raising your hand? If you don't have one of these, and ushers, we got people up in the front, all over the place, We really want you to have one of these. And if you would just put it on your lap all the way up to the front, Dan, we've got a bunch of people up here in the front. If you just keep your hands raised, we really want you to have one of these during the message so that we think that you're going to want to apply it to your life as we get going. So keep your hand up. Usher will get you one of these. Now, here's the deal. When my wife turned 40, which I won't say how long ago that was, but we'll just say it was very recently, I threw a surprise for her. I just did my best to take the women that had been great friends of hers throughout the years and brought them all to one place. So we were out of town. I flew these gals, and some of them drove, and they all came to this place that we were at, and Mary and I walked into a restaurant, and there were 6 or 7 or 8 of her best friends all the way through life that were sitting there. And it was a surprise party. And Mary had, a good weekend. It was fun for her. And I think that when we throw a surprise party for people, it can be a lot of fun. But this much I would say. As much fun as we just had a few moments ago pretending as if we were throwing a surprise birthday party. The surprising events surrounding Easter can literally change our lives. Like, we get excited about going to a surprise party, but it's actually the surprising events around Easter that change our lives. And I want to talk to us a few minutes about that. I believe that Jesus has got incredible things in store for you today. Whether Easter is a regular routine for you, you come every year and it's an exciting thing, or whether, as Eddie said earlier, this is your first time. You know, the story of Easter is not complicated. It's the story of a man by the name of Jesus Christ who came, God in the flesh, here on earth. And when he turned 30, he began his public ministry. And at the culmination of his public ministry, he went to the cross. And Brant talked to us about that towards the beginning of the service. He went to the cross and he shed his blood because of our sin, because of the things that we had done wrong. This is how the Bible sets that up in the Old Testament in a book called Isaiah in chapter 53. He was wounded for our wrongdoing. It was our weakness that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But actually, he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Let me just ask you this question. How many of you admit that you've strayed off what you knew God wanted for your life? How many of you have messed up at least once? Raise your hand, okay? Now, how many of you, you haven't messed up, but you're pretty sure your neighbor has messed up plenty, and you want to raise your hand for that? Just kidding. But the Bible calls that sin. And yet, this is how Isaiah 53, verse 6 ends. Yet the Lord laid on him, that is Jesus, the sins of us all. Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And I just have to tell you, that's actually the first real surprise of Easter. That Jesus, who was perfect, would be willing to go to the cross for your sin and for my sin. A guy by the name of Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, actually writes about that exact fact. How surprising it is that a perfect God would die for folks like us. Most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So, again, the first surprise of Easter is that Jesus was willing to die for us because of his amazing love for you and for me. But then, that happened on Friday, but then Sunday. Now, Jesus had 12 followers that he called his disciples. And he had told them several times, hey guys, we're heading up to Jerusalem. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to die. But on the third day, I'm going to rise again. And Jesus said that multiple times. But gals in the room, how many of you have sworn that you've told your husband something, but he swears he never heard it? How many of you have ever had that happen? Okay? Well, the disciples had that exact experience. Because here they were, and Jesus had told them plain and day, this is what's going to happen. But they were beside themselves. They didn't see it coming. And so, 2 days later, on Sunday, some women who also followed Jesus went to Jesus' tomb. And they went there so they could continue the mourning process to mourn over Jesus. But when they got there, what they found is that the stone that had been put in front of the grave was gone, and no one was there. And they began to weep, thinking that someone had taken Jesus away. And one particular woman by the name of Mary was weeping so hard. And this gentleman comes up behind her and just says to her, "Why are you crying?" And she says, "Because they've taken away my Lord." And then he said her name, Mary. And in that moment, she recognized that voice that could only have been the voice of Jesus. And in both shock and enthusiasm, she said, "My Lord, Jesus." And he said to her, "Yes, I'm alive. Now, walk back the mile to where the disciples and Peter are." And we'll get to the moment in just a moment why he said Peter's name. "Go tell my disciples and Peter that I'm alive." So Mary does exactly that. She runs back and she says, "Hey, I just saw Jesus." That was interesting. I can't imagine what that conversation must have been like. Because there they are sitting in this room and they're all afraid of the Jews because the Jewish leaders had just killed Jesus, and now they're afraid, the disciples are afraid, that they're going to kill them as well. What they knew is that Jesus was dead. They had watched it with their own eyes. It wasn't, you know, for those of you who like the movie Princess Bride, which is really an old movie, but if you like that movie, Jesus wasn't mostly dead. Jesus was all dead. They took a spear and racked it into his side to make sure he was dead. And so the disciples saw their Jesus, their Lord, dead, absolutely gone. And now Mary's come back and said, "Hey, he's alive." Let's pick up the scripture. "And on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side." He's proving to them who he was. "And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord." Yeah, you think? This was the ultimate surprise party. That's what this was. The ultimate surprise. Here's Jesus standing among them. Can you imagine what must have been going through their minds? And for those of you who might think, Chris, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that really happened. Well, let me just encourage you with the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not folklore. The people who saw Jesus after the resurrection were utterly convinced that he was alive again. As a matter of fact, they went from hopelessness to belief to incredible courage. Because as you might remember, there were 12 disciples, and then one of them betrayed Jesus, a guy by the name of Judas, and so there were 11 left. And out of that 11, according to history, it's not in the Bible, but according to recorded history, those 11 people died for their faith. Actually, 10 of them died for their faith. One of them, the Jewish leaders tried to kill. He was a guy by the name of John, and they literally took John and they dipped him in boiling oil 10 different times to try and kill him, and he just wouldn't die. And so these men were willing to die to say, "I've seen the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And if you have questions about that, you might even consider picking up a book. You can buy it on Amazon, called The Case for the Resurrection by a guy by the name of Lee Strobel. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is an actual event. But here's the question I think that perhaps is more pertinent to most of us in this room, and that's this. What difference does Easter actually make for me here and now? What difference does it really make in my life in 2019? Is the only difference it makes the fact that I dress up and I come to church and then I go home and eat ham and potatoes? Is that really the only difference it makes? Can I encourage you? The story of Easter is so powerful that the surprise of Easter 2019 for you could be that God intersects your life in ways that you never thought possible. Because you see, it's not just important what happened 2,000 years ago. As a matter of fact, if I can put it this way, the importance of Easter is not what happened then, although it's incredibly important. It's what can happen now in your life. It's not just about an event 2,000 years ago. It's about an event that God wants to do in your life on April 21st, 2019. It's supposed to be relevant for you here, now, everyone in this room. So let me talk about the relevance of that. Remember I said a few minutes ago that Jesus said to Mary, hey, Mary, go back and tell the disciples and make sure that Pete's there and tell Peter. Why would Jesus say that? Because the day that Jesus was arrested, he had warned Peter, hey, Pete, you're going to deny three times that you even know me. By dawn tomorrow, you're going to deny that you even know me. And Pete says, no, I'm not going to do that, Jesus. I'm willing to die for you. I'm right here. I'm with you, Jesus. I'm on your team. I'm with you. Yeah. I'd like to believe you, Pete. But that's not going to happen. It's like the kid who's 27 years old, dreams of being a punt kicker for the Detroit Lions. And then it's the Super Bowl, and the Lions are down by 2 points with 3 seconds left. And the guy gets up, and this is the moment he's been dreaming of his entire life, and he kicks the ball, and it goes wide to the right. Because it's the Detroit Lions. Sorry. I don't think there are words to describe, you know, because when that kind of thing actually happens in professional sports, you'll see grown men cry, right? The Bible says that Peter did exactly that. He went out and he cried. And his life was so filled with shame, so filled with regret. And so, a few days after he had resurrected from the grave, Jesus hangs out with Peter. He has an intentional one-on-one time with Pete. And says, Peter, yeah, I know what you did. I know exactly what you did. But Peter, you got to know, I went to the cross and died so that you could be forgiven. See, I don't have any idea what's gone on in your life, your personal life, in the last 6 days, in the last 6 months, in the last 6 years. I don't know what you walked in here with. I don't know how you might have walked in here with some Peter-like shame. You did some things, and man, you wish that you could undo that six-minute period in your life, undo that six-month period in your life. But you walk in here today with a sense of shame and guilt that you just wish you could get rid of. And what I want you to let you know is that here, April 21st, 2019, Easter 2019, can be your freedom day. Jesus makes freedom possible. Jesus absolutely went to the cross and he came busting out of that tomb to communicate to you that you don't have to walk around with shame anymore. You can be free of your sin. You can be free of your regret. You can be free of those things that have bound you up to this point. So the surprise of Easter 2019 is that you can walk out here totally free. You don't have to be bound by that anymore. See, here's the thing. How sad would it be if Jesus went to the cross and he busted out of the tomb and you said, oh, that's good for everybody else, but not for me. No, it's just as good for you as it was for Peter. The message of Jesus Christ and of Easter 2019 is just as much for you as it is for anyone in this room. I'm in desperate need of his grace and his forgiveness. I need it as bad as anybody, and I want it as bad as anybody, and he offers it freely. He offers it freely because of what he did on the cross for us. See, there's this guy by the name of David in the Old Testament who was an adulterer and a murderer. And what's interesting is that the Bible calls him a man after God's own heart. How could that be? Because David's posture towards God when he was confronted with his sin was one of contriteness and sorrow. And he said, God, I blew it. Psalm 51 in the Old Testament of the Bible is David just pouring out his heart to God saying, I blew it. And that's why the Bible says in the New Testament, if we claim to be without sin, We're just deceiving ourselves, and the truth isn't in us. But if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So we can walk in here guilty and walk out, no longer weighted down by sin and shame. But that's not all. One of my very favorite passages of Scripture in the entire Bible is in the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I'm going to ask you to read this out loud and together with me. So if you make a mistake, make a loud mistake for everyone around you to hear, okay? It's really okay. But let's read this together. Here we go. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. See, the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead is available to you, is available to me in the specific areas that we need it. See, what's amazing is in the last 25 or 30 years, medical science has gotten so good with lasers that they can take a laser to the very point where our body needs it, and they can do amazing things with medical lasers today. And they don't have to open you up all the way. They can do amazing things today. But here's the deal. In the same way, the mighty power of God, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, is available exactly where you need it today. You don't have to keep walking through your life stuck in your old ways. Jesus deeply desires to set you free. Now, I don't know where your greatest need is, but here's the cool thing. Jesus Christ knows exactly where your greatest need is. And he wants to meet you at that greatest need. And just as Mary was surprised, just as the disciples were surprised, maybe you'll be surprised as you walk out of here by the incredible goodness of God for you and his love for you as he sets you free from the things that you walked in here with. See, I also pray that you'll walk into this week with a new sense of who God says you are. See, perhaps for you, it's the same of it's the sin of shame. We talked about that. You know, it's just feeling shame because of the junk that we've done. Maybe for you, it's something totally different. Maybe for you, it's self-inflicted habits and hang-ups. Maybe for you, this morning, you walked in here addicted. And you don't want anyone to know that you're addicted. But you're addicted. Now, there's a guy in the room that a couple of you know and who I love and respect by name of Kyle Ray. Kyle, would you come up here for just a second? I need your help. He had no idea I was going to do this to him. No idea. Come on. You want to say hello to Pastor Kyle? Okay, now, again, he has no idea I'm going to do this. It's so great to have you here. Man, you always look so much better than I do. Okay, so, first of all, I want to give kudos. Not only is he an amazing man of God, but he ran 26 miles yesterday and 20 miles today. Okay? And so, he's just the man. He's training for a 60-mile run, right? He's training for a 60-mile run in June, right? I got that right? Okay. Just 54. I remember, I don't know why, I was thinking about this yesterday. So it's nothing to do with what we're about to do, but I was thinking about this yesterday. When I ran my last marathon, there was a billboard up that said, most people will not even drive 26.2 miles today, and you ran it yesterday. Okay. Now, here's what I want you. Pastor Kyle, would you give me a favor? Would you just put your arms around me like you're trying to hold me where I can't move? Now, here's the deal. Pastor Kyle is stronger than I am, okay? He is. I'll just say he is. I don't mind admitting it. He is. He works out. I don't. So that's all there is to it. So if I wanted to get out of this, if he began to squeeze me, I couldn't get out of it. Now, here's what I know. Why am I having him do this? Just to make him feel awkward? No. I'm having him do this because this is how some of you feel. You walked in here today, and you're addicted to something. And it's got its clutches on you, and you don't feel like you can get free. And yet Jesus Christ said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thanks, Pastor Kyle. And because of that, hallelujah. I have a dear friend. And 2 years ago, he came free of a 50-year porn addiction. Yeah, praise be to God for that. One of the software devices that they use these days sends out a message. And so I'm one of the few people, I think his wife and his son and myself, get a message from him from this organization called Covenant Eyes. And I get it every Sunday. And so early this morning, I got this message that, sure enough, he was free from looking at anything he shouldn't have looked at this week. And he's been free for 2 years, completely free. But I got to tell you, the cool thing about it was is that I wrote him back, and I just said to him, I mentioned him by name, and I just said, I'm so proud of you. The resurrection power of Jesus has set you free. But can I tell you, God doesn't love my friend 1 ounce more than he loves you. And maybe you walked in here addicted, alcohol, opiates, porn, shopping. You walked in here addicted, and Jesus, the surprise of Easter 2019 is that you're gonna walk out of here free from that. You're gonna walk out of here free from that. It's possible. It's possible. Maybe for you, maybe the thing that's bound you up is bitterness, anger, resentment. Maybe someone did something to you, and because of that, you walk around very angry and bitter towards them. And what's interesting is that they've gone on with their life. Like, they don't even see you in the rearview mirror anymore. They've gone on, but you've held that, and you're holding on to it today. Maybe for you, it's not anger or bitterness or resentment. Maybe for you, maybe you just walk around with this sense of anxiety or fear or depression. And depression is a common friend in your life, or anxiety is a common friend of your life. And God is saying to you, he's whispering into your spirit right now, that's not who I designed you to be. I designed you to live fear-free. I designed you to live anxiety-free. I designed you to live life to the full, not with continual bouts of depression. And yes, there might be times when we go and sit in a Christian counselor's office, because I'm a huge fan of Christian counseling, absolutely. But maybe the surprise of Easter 2019 for you is that you're going to walk out of here no longer filled and no longer saying, I have to live like this. No, you don't have to live like that. Jesus came, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead can raise you out of that depression, can raise you out of that anxiety, can raise you out of that fear, can take the bitterness away, can take the resentment away. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live like that. It's not who he made us to be. Man. C.S. Lewis, one of the great authors of the last century, wrote this book called Surprised by Joy. What a surprise in Easter 2019 for you is that you're surprised by joy. What are you walking out? You know what? I'm not gonna be that person that's moody all the time. I'm gonna surprise the people around me with joy. What if you showed up tomorrow morning, you're just joyful? Wow! Like, what happened to her? What happened to him? Beats me. I'll tell you what happened to them. Easter 2019 happened to them. That's what happened to them. Maybe you're the victim of someone else's abuse. Maybe it happened when you were a young child. Maybe it happened when you're a young adult. You were taken advantage of. And the truth of the matter is that you still live with that. And maybe the surprise of Easter 2019 is that you refuse to allow yourself to be defined by what happened to you in your past. But now you're going to be defined by who Jesus says you are, he says that you're a favored daughter of the Most High God. That's who he says you are, that you're a favored son of the Most High God. And maybe for you, Easter 2019 will be the day when you no longer allow yourself to be defined by those actions, but you will walk into tomorrow. You'll walk into April 22nd saying, I am clean, I am set free, I am not defined by those people or those things anymore. Jesus has set me free. I now see myself as Jesus sees me. Let God define you. Okay, so maybe it's in your marriage. Every time I speak here at KCC, one of the things I say is that I'm married over my head, and it's true. I'm married way over my head, and my wife's in the front row. She usually doesn't sit there, probably for a lot of reasons. A, that I'll embarrass her or something, but she's sitting there today. You know, if Mary was here, she was on stage with me, I'll tell you exactly what I think what she would say, although after 28 years of marriage, I still can't predict anything that will come out of her mouth, but in a fun way. But Mary would tell you that the first 15 or 18 years of our married life were just really, really hard. That we had to work for every inch of altitude that we have in our marriage. But we've been married 28 years now. And man, the last 5 years have been soaring. Let me ask you. Maybe where you need the resurrection power of Jesus is applied to your marriage. Maybe you need it applied to your parenting. Maybe you are at the wit's end as a parent, and you have no idea. You need wisdom, you need discernment, and you've just about given up hope. And what you need from Jesus is the assurance that he's right there helping you parent. Maybe for you, it's your finances. Maybe you walked in with your finances as a wreck. And I have to tell you, as a man, I don't think that there's anything that gets to my soul quite like when finances are a wreck. And maybe the surprise of 2019 for you at Easter is going to be giving your finances over to God. And in so doing, you're going to watch him transform your finances as you put him first. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. He can do amazing things in our finances if we'll just put him first. And maybe that's going to be your surprise of Easter 2019. Maybe it's going to be your job. You know, 74% of Americans go into work that they don't like. 74% of you will go to a job tomorrow you don't like. And some of you are shaking your head right now. It's like, yep, that's me. Okay? What would happen? What would happen if you walked into work tomorrow saying, Jesus, I invite you into this job with me. I don't need to bivocate my life. I don't need to do church on Sunday and then work crud on Monday. No, no, no. What happens if I actually invite Jesus into my very work situation and say, Jesus, I want you to be involved in my work situation. I want what you want for me at work. I want to claim this job I'm doing right now, whether I'm collecting trash, whether I'm a banker, whatever my job might be, I'm going to invite you into that situation, trusting that, A, you can even be present in my job. And I'm gonna do my best, Jesus, to see my job as a gift from you, to have an attitude that it's a gift from you. And my Easter surprise of 2019 is that instead of going in and hating my job, I'm gonna go in and start loving my job, because I'm gonna start loving what you wanna do in and through me. And while I do that, I'm gonna watch you transform my attitude and transform my situation. You don't have to hate your job. Jesus can show up there with you in it. And he wants to. So, what is it for you? Where do you need the resurrection power of Jesus specifically for you? You know, one last little thing. One last little example. Some of you, you really need to open up your heart to a relationship with Jesus Christ today. That's what you need to do. As a matter of fact, you need to know that the reason this candle is lit is because here at KCC, we celebrate every single time, just like the Bible says that the angels celebrate, we celebrate every single time a person comes into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in the last 7 days, 11 people have opened up their heart to a relationship with Jesus Christ through the ministry of this church. Praise be to his name. That's awesome. But you know what? Maybe you're supposed to join them. Maybe today's your day to open up your heart to a relationship with Jesus Christ. But maybe you did that a long time ago, which is great. Can I just ask you a question? Has your relationship with Jesus plateaued? Has it gotten to a level and it's kind of stuck there for 6 months or 8 months or 6 years? Is your relationship with Jesus active and vibrant and alive? I have a guy that I'm getting to know, a friend that I'm getting to know, and this is one of the things that he says. He says, I never want to be more than 7 days away from God doing something just spectacular in my life. That my relationship with God is so close and so intimate that I just watch him do amazing things in my life, open doors, do different things. So let me ask you, has your relationship with God just gotten in a rut? Maybe the surprise of Easter 2019 is that your spirit's going to start coming alive. And you're going to say to him, God, I want to go to another level in our relationship with you. I want to experience all that you have for me. I don't want to walk into Easter 2020 the way I walked into Easter 2019. I want to walk into Easter 2020 a year from now having experienced so much in the last 12 months of all that you can do and want to do in my life. You're just beginning, God. See, there's no end to the depth and the awesome relationship we can have with God. God just keeps getting better and better and better and better to us. And his relationship and our relationship with him can be more and more fulfilling and meaningful. And maybe for you, Easter 2019, that's what it is. So, I asked you earlier to take these name tags out. Do me a favor. Just pull those out and just look at those name tags for just a second. And you'll notice that they're perfect on the back. I'll tell you why they are in just a second. As a matter of fact, the worship team is going to come now, and we're going to sing a song in just a minute. But as they come, I'll tell you what I'd love to have you do. You can see there an opportunity. There's just a blank line on the top. You can put your name there if you want to. We'd love to have you do that if you're willing. And then your email address after that. And let me tell you why. It's because that first box says, you know what? I've got some more questions that I'd like to discuss with someone. That is so cool. If you've got some questions you'd like to ask about Jesus and his relationship that he wants to have with you, just mark that box and we'd love to get you more information. Or maybe today you can mark that second box and join the 11 other people that already opened up their hearts to relationship with Jesus Christ in the last week. Maybe today is your day. And you would say, yes, I want to open up. Today's the day, Easter 2019. I walked in here with sin. I'm going to walk out here free of sin. And then that third box. Chris, this is where I need the resurrection power of Jesus Christ applied to my life. And you would write something there. Now, let me tell you what I want to encourage you to do. You can put your name on there if you want. You don't have to, though. But let me encourage you to do something. Perhaps on the way in, you saw these large boards out there. There's one outside up on top, and there's several out in the lobbies here with these name tags on it. And what I want to encourage you to do is to declare, Easter 2019, I'm going to write something on this card. Jesus, I want to apply your resurrection power to this area of my life. I'm going to write something there, and I'm going to put it up on the board in the back, and I'm going to declare, Jesus, I'm trusting that your resurrection power is going to come alive in my life in this area. It's where I need it. It's where I want it. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you so much for your incredible love for us and your love that is so personal, it's so unique. Jesus, I pray right now for the wonderful people in this room that have questions that they need to have answered. I pray that you would give them the boldness to fill out this name tag. Turn it in. Put it up on the board out there so that we can contact them. I pray for other people right now. And they know that you're inviting them into a relationship with you. You're inviting them in to begin a whole new reality in their life of being connected to Almighty God who loves them, who created them. And today is their day. I pray they'd mark that box. And finally, Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters who already know you, but they need the resurrection power of Jesus applied in a specific area in their life, just like I do. And I pray, Jesus, they'd be bold enough to write that. And then they would put it on a board. And God, whether it's addiction, whether it's financial stuff, marriage stuff, parenting stuff, depression, whatever it might be, that they would post that on that board and say, the surprise of Easter 2019 is I'm walking out of here with the power of God pulsating through my veins. I'm not the same person I was when I walked in, because the Son has set me free. Jesus, thank you for loving us so personally that you know our name. And we pray that in this song, we'd be reminded again of your personal, deep, individual love for each of us. In Jesus' name.